W4DJW, KZ4TMA on Echo Link. No reply heard. KZ4TMA, mobile on Echo Link.
K4JRH, mobile.
K4JRH, KZ4TMA, how are you today? Name here is Simon.
Doing good. How are you doing today?
Yeah, doing all right. Stuck in a little traffic, getting off of 385, heading home, but hadn't been too bad today. Yeah, enjoyed a conversation. You heard me probably calling Dave, W4DJW. Had a good chat with him earlier. I was trying to learn a little bit about setting up my first 10-meter antenna. But right now I'm just, sitting in traffic using Echo Link. So I might miss the first half second of each one of your transmissions, but otherwise it's working pretty well.
I'm in Union. On my mobile rig. What you trying to learn about a 10-meter antenna?
Okay, yeah. If I heard you right, you said you were mobile right now. I'm just on this Echo Link app, so you know how it causes you to miss the first 1 second of every transmission. But anyway, I was just asking Dave. I'm just finally at a point of trying to set up something for 10 meters. I only have my technician license, but I thought I should go ahead and start playing around with 10 meters. So I was just going to do a simple dipole, horizontal dipole up in my attic. And then he recommended that I look into a bazooka or a double bazooka. So I looked that up and it was really interesting. So I think I'm going to try to take that approach.
Roger, that's a new one on me too. I looked it up. I also just have my technician. I am currently studying for my general though. I hope to take my general within the next couple weeks. I want to do it by the end of the week, but I need a little bit more time, I believe. But, yeah, I had to look that up myself. I'm looking forward to start building antennas myself.
Yeah, all right. Well, no, it was news to me, too. So as you probably know, on your technician, you can do some 10-meter work. But, of course, when you get that general ticket, you can do even more. I don't know when I'm going to get my general, but I figured I'd just at least go ahead and start playing around on 10 meters with my technician a little bit. But yeah, I looked it up and, it's fairly common. So, there are lots of YouTube videos out there and it doesn't look like it's much more complicated to build than a simple, horizontal dipole. I think it looks like the kind of thing that, if I just watch a couple videos, I should be able to do. And I'm very new at this. I'd encourage you to look it up. Dave is very knowledgeable and he recommends it. He said he's used it a lot. He uses them for different lengths. He uses them for 10 meters and 30 meters, he said. So, there was another, station operator who jumped on in that conversation earlier and, recommended a company called, I think it's called MaxCon, if I'm remembering correctly. And he says you can actually order a pre-built one from them and he highly recommends them.
And you called it a bazooka antenna?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I think it's called a double bazooka, and I don't know why, but I think that's probably just because it's a dipole, and I'm guessing that whatever bazooka means, I'm guessing that, you got one on each side, just like you got, your two sides of the dipole antenna. So, I'm pretty sure it was called a double bazooka, and you just, double bazooka for 10 meters, or double bazooka for whatever length you're running.
Roger that. That makes me want to check that out because I've only got my technician, but I went kind of crazy doing research on antennas, building, learning all the formulas and all that stuff. I bought a MFJ-269C, bought a power meter and all that stuff, so I'm ready to start building, but I was fixing to start building all kind of antennas, and then I got thinking, I might as well at least wait to get my general. And, that way I can play with what I'm building, test and all that stuff, which I'm very confident in my work. And as long as that meter says it's right, it ought to do what it's supposed to do anyway. I don't have an ATF transceiver anyway, but I'm getting close to getting one of them.
Yeah, no, I don't have a transceiver yet either. So, in fact, just earlier today, I caught Gary on this repeater, KI4DOS, and I asked him to put me down on the SwapNet. You may know this, but he manages the club SwapNet, so I asked him to put me down as being interested in a 10-meter or an HF transceiver. And for now I'm just looking for something really simple and cheap. Because again, I'm only just getting started. So I don't know. We'll see what comes up on the swap net. You got your eye on any particular transceivers yet?
No, I don't have my eyes set on anything in particular. But a gentleman here in Union that lives close to me has a Kenwood and an Icom, and they're both HF transceivers. I think they do 160 to 10. And he's got a good price tag on them. And I think I'm saving up. I'm probably going to end up buying one of them from him. He's recommended both of them. He says they're good, and he's been doing it a long time. And he's not just trying to sell them to me because he's trying to make money. He's been doing it a long time. He knows what he's talking about, and he likes the units. And they're older units, but they'll do what I want it to do. He's turned both of them on and let me see them, and he's talked across the nation with them and showed me they work. So I know they work.
Yeah, I cannot think you could possibly go wrong with either a Kenwood or a Yaesu or an Icom for a first transceiver. In my mind, if I could get any one of those three for a price I can afford, I wouldn't care how old it was. I'd go for it, especially just for a first one, you know. I'm looking at a couple other brands just in case I can't get my hands on a used one of those three. I might go cheaper and get something else, you know, because even, as you know, even used, these things can go for so much money. So I'm not in a big hurry, though. I figure if I figure out how to build a bazooka antenna, and if I take my time doing that, that gives me a good month or maybe 2 months before I'm even done with that and need a transceiver. So I'll see what else I come across.
Roger that. Yeah, the one, he's got a Kenwood, I think it's an 850. And Icom, I don't remember the numbers on them. I'm new to this myself. So, but they both do a lot. I wanted to start playing with the 10 meters with the technician I have, but what I understand is, you know, on your technician, you're allowed to use, it's not much of the band in 10 meters you can actually mess with. And I actually have a TYT9800 that allows me to do 10 meters. But it only does FM, and I've heard there's not really many people on the FM side of 10 meters. Everybody's on single sideband, so I've kind of been told there's not much to talk to with it on there.
All right. Well, you've done more work than I have, so maybe my lesson is that I need to hurry up and get my general if I'm going to be able to enjoy using this double bazooka that I built. Anyway, it'd be good to have something to make me go ahead and get that general anyway. But hey, listen, I've enjoyed this. It's fun to make contact and to hear we're at similar parts of our ham journey. I'm home, and I got to get inside. You mind telling me your call sign again? The one here is KZ4TMA, Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha, and the name is Simon. I'm mobile in Greenville, also based in Greenville.
JRH, Kilo 4 Juliet Romeo Hotel. My name is AJ.
All right, AJ. Well, listen, it's good to make contact, and yeah, hope to catch you on the air again sometime soon. Maybe we can check in and see how each other are coming along with getting into HF. But all right, I'll say 73s and I'll be clear. K4JRH, KZ4TMA, clear.
4TMA, 73T, and yeah, I look forward to talking to you again, Simon. We'll see how we'll progress. Go for that general, man. I think that's the ticket with playing with the toys you want to build. So go for that. 73's, K4JRH, clear.